Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Excited about Beverly Williams being on the show with us. As you know, Beverly is the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses and the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the country, and chosen by the SBA, and just a very well-deserved, much-deserved, long-overlooked award that Beverly received in 2002, and I'm really proud of her for that. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back. We do what we can, but here's the thing, though. You know, I mean it. Bev, we're talking about the success tips for home-based businesses, and we just finished. Did we finish up the part about separating your office from your home? Did we finish all of that?
Physical space, but there are a few more things that I want to make sure people understand about separating your business items from your personal items.
Right.
Such as your checking account. I unfortunately know too many home-based businesses who still use their personal checking accounts to write business checks and to deposit their business funds in, and that is a big no-no. One of the biggest issues...
Can I stop you for just a second?
Yes.
Folks, there is a word that I want to introduce you to if you haven't already heard the word, and I'm looking up the definition here so I get it right, but the word is commingle.
Yes.
And I'm sure you can figure that out. I'm sure you can figure out what that means, but I will tell you that this is what Beverly's talking about, and I like handles on things, and I think sometimes it helps people to remember things if there's a little bit of a handle on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so What you need to realize, folks, is that you don't need to commingle your personal money with your business money. And Beverly, in the beginning, that's a little hard to do.
It is, especially since we talk about being able to commingle your personal and your professional life when you live and work under the same roof. That's the advantage of a home-based business. But your money is one of those things that you do not want to commingle. For a number of reasons.
This is the first time, probably, for a lot of people, Beverly, when they start to internalize the idea of their business being its own entity, a separate being almost.
Right.
And you and I have talked about that before. We're probably going to get into it a little bit later on in the series. But when people realize that, folks, you are an entity. You are a... The best way to say it, Beverly, is you are a tax-paying entity as an individual.
Right.
And the government says your business is a tax-paying entity.
Mm-hmm.
So think of it as a whole different person who has its own money and its own life, really.
Right. Even if you are a sole proprietor or you use a Schedule C to report your business income on your income taxes, still is a separate form for your business. So remember that you need to keep your finances and your financial records separate from your personal income and your personal records.
Now, folks don't think that Beverly and I are coming at you from on high and from some ivory towers. We have both lived this, and we know that when you're starting your home-based business from your kitchen table, and you're starting out with whatever money you can scrape together, and you get a little bit of business in, I mean, we understand that in the early days, it's difficult, if not impossible, Beverly. Let's be honest. In the very,
well,
very, very beginning.
I'll be real, even more honest than that, and tell everybody that most of the things that I advise other people is because I made the mistake in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I learned the hard way, but I walked the talk. This is not out of a book. It is not out of somebody else's thoughts. It is my personal experience and the experience of thousands and thousands of home-based business owners that I've talked to across the country and around the world in the last 15 years. So we're trying to help people understand and have the benefit of our experience.
Go ahead, Ben.
I was just going to say, because there's very little available. I mean, there's textbooks and other books that have been written for centuries about other business operations, but it's only in the last few years that there's been anything written about home-based businesses and how to commingle your lives, and it's not easy. So this is the benefit of our experience, my experience and the experience of others, your personal experience, because you've been home-based before, you've done it to both.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just talk, it's experience.
And folks, the thing is some of you may be sitting there saying, well, you know what, it's too late. I just started my business last month or whatever, and it's too late. I've already commingled. I'm commingling right now. Well, okay, that's fine. But just we're not beating up on you or preaching to you. The thing is, just set a goal. Just say, okay, as soon as I possibly can, like maybe this afternoon, I'm going to set about doing that. And one of the best ways to do it, Beverly, is to get two different pots. Which is to say a checking account. Make sure you got it. You get a checking account for your business.
And people will often ask me, all right, well, where do I go? Should I just go to the same bank I have my personal account? Well, that certainly is an option because you're known there, hopefully, particularly if it's a small-town community bank, which I highly recommend for the personal services.
For your business account, start out with an independent community bank.
Yes. If you have a checking account and savings account, whatever else, already there, that's probably to your advantage because, again, being a small community bank, they tend to know you more as an individual than just another customer. Sorry to slam the big banks, but unfortunately, that's the reputation they're getting for not knowing their individual customers very well. And you want and need that kind of personalized service. Credit unions are another option. If you and or your spouse or somebody in your family belongs to a credit union, talk to them. There's going to be a lot of variations in the types of accounts that are available to you, the fees for those accounts. Certainly there's some of them that have a very, very low and in some cases free checking for your small business. So talk to a lot of different banks, starting with the one you're already dealing with, to find out who has the best plans available for your business.
Beverly, that's a good place to stop as we go to this break, folks. We're going to come right back with our good friend Beverly Williams, the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Business and the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the whole country, the entire United States, all 50 states and principalities. 20 after, actually. I'm on the wrong side of the clock. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And, folks, if you'd like to hear some archives of visits that Beverly and I have conducted over the years, we talk at length about a lot of different things that are involved in small business. I mean, these are little nuggets of information that's just sitting there on the website available to you to go and listen to at your leisure. The commercials have been edited out. There's nothing but the content there, and you can listen to those at your leisure, as I say, wherever you are in the world on the internet. All you got to have is Real Player, and you can go through there and just listen to some of the things. You can fast forward and rewind, and especially if there's anything in particular that you're looking for with regard to home based businesses, there's probably a pretty good chance that Beverly and I have talked about it. You can even find it. You can even use the search engine if you want to, there at jbsba.com. Beverly, you want to tell us about the book?
Sure, I can tell you about the book.
Tell us about the book. Beverly has a new book coming out, folks. She and Don Cooper have written a book.
We have, and we're not 100% certain of the title yet. We're hoping it's going to be called Business in Your Bathrobe, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating.
You guys are still going best two falls out of three with the publisher, huh?
Yes, we are. but we really want to convince them that not only will that title be acceptable to people, but it will draw people because it's, we're talking about lifestyle. It's a how-to book, but it's very different from the other home-based business books on the market. It's just like you and I have been talking for years on the radio show about the commingling. I like that word. I'm going to keep using that.
It's a good handle.
Commingling of personal and professional lives, and how it, when you start a home-based business, you're not just starting a new business. You are really creating a whole new lifestyle for yourself and anybody else in your household. And so this book talks about all those little things that add up to how, for instance, when you write a marketing or a business plan for your business, or a plan of business for your business, if that feels more comfortable, we include a part about your family, because it's important to know how your family is going to be affected, how they're going to be involved, so many different things, and nobody has ever talked about doing that before. So Don and I have put our heads together. He's got some different experience than I do, and between us we have nearly 30 years of home-based business experience under our own belt, and we have tried to put into this book all the things about lifestyle, and along with the traditional things. But the book is very different. I think it's very comprehensive.
When's
and
it
hopefully
be available?
It'll be helpful.
When's it going to be available?
It will not be available until next spring, unfortunately.
Oh, that long? Oh, okay.
That long.
I'm disappointed. I thought we could get that puppy out there right now.
Well, I would like to have done that. I'd like to have had it available before the end of the year, but that's not the way our publisher
does. That's the way it works when you have a publisher, isn't it?
It is. It is.
And well, Beverly, congratulations. I know you're glad to get that project behind you. And, folks, we'll look forward to getting to making Beverly's book available. Just be thinking about that, though, and we'll be sure to give you a new report, another report on that. But one of the things that you were doing there was basically emphasizing what we've been talking about,
right.
And that's the whole fact that a lot of people don't think about the fact that you're changing your lifestyle when you add a home-based business to the rest of your home, and that includes the money situation. That's what
right.
we were just talking about.
Right. Yeah, the money is a really big issue for a lot of people. Especially if they're sole proprietors, which a lot of home-based businesses at least start out as, and that means that their money does not come through a corporation. It's more what they call flow-through money. It really is just yours to decide, if I want to move some money from here to here, go ahead and do that. But it's still important to keep records. It is important to establish a professional image, and that more than anything else is critical. Home-based businesses are certainly getting more respect than we've ever had before.
Thanks to Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you. It's been one of my goals is to raise a professional image. And that means that everything I do and everything any other home-based business owner does affects the rest of us. So it's important for everyone to understand the need to create this professional image, and that includes your money. When you go to write a check at an office supply store or a wholesaler for some of your products, you don't want to be using your personal checking account with you and your husband or you and your mother or you and your kid's name on it, or just your name. It needs to be in the name of the business. If you are operating under your business, that's okay, but you can still have your name, maybe your business slogan or tagline or what, something that identifies it as a business. That will earn you respect. It will earn you business credit, references in your business name for establishing credit. And I can't tell you how important those things are.
Well, you can even get a credit card, even though it'll have your name on it.
Right.
John Jones, it could even, John Jones, and then below that, you could have the name, they'll put the name of your company on the credit card. And you can use the credit card. That's a great way to keep your money separate. You know what, Bev?
It is
to make your purchases with a credit card.
But you need to use it wisely, as
Absolutely.
With any credit card. Unfortunately, there are people who have gotten a business credit card and run up the bills and forgot they had to pay them at the end of the
turned
month.
Into a drunken sailor, and everything was downhill after that.
That's right.
Beverly, you're the best. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. I will be, too, right after these messages with Alexis Kutzman. Alexis will be with us in just a few minutes. 29 After, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.